Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, look, so it's Monday, but hey, this is a short week for most people. Thanksgiving is Thursday. Black Friday is Friday. Most people have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. For those of you who are working retail, we thank you for doing what you do, because if you weren't there, we couldn't buy stuff that we're buying. We couldn't get drinks and food and all the things that we do over Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So I thank those of you who are going to be working, but for a lot of people, it's a very, very short week, and we're going to treat Wednesday like it's a free-for-all Friday. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. Partly cloudy and warm, just disgustingly warm for this time of year. But a cold front's coming through here tomorrow, and it is going to be very chilly Thanksgiving, which is great, and even colder on Friday. So good news. But then, you know, it warms up in the 70s after that. So the Saints lost yesterday, and it's not that they lost, but it's how they lost. It was an opportunity. It was an opportunity for this coach and this team to show that they've made progress. I'm not seeing the progress that I think should be made at this point. I know, who am I to think that they should be making more progress? Well, you know, I'm a big fan. The experts don't always get it right. I listen to predictions all the time, and many people that you consider to be the experts, they don't pick the right winners and the teams that are going to be successful all the time. There are people who make predictions all the time, and they're not right, and they're the people that you consider experts. And so I'm just speaking as a fan. And, you know, this is in the fan bill of rights, you know, the right to be critical of teams that don't show progress, or critical of teams that really don't show enough for the fans. You know, fans can't demand that a team win. There's no guarantee your team's going to win. I don't care who you are. I mean, look at the Kansas City Chiefs this year. There's no guarantee that your team's going to win. But the one thing that you can demand as a fan is that your team show up with a spirited mentality. I didn't see it yesterday. Did you? Maybe I missed something. I was there. Actually, I was on the first row. Sometimes the perspective on the first row is not the best, and I have to look up at the screens. But I was there yesterday, and I do have a picture of Blake Grupe, our place kicker, who should no longer be our place kicker, but we'll see how long they stick around with that. Grupe, I do have video of him actually kicking the ball into the net on the sidelines. And he didn't miss. I was there. He was right in front of me all afternoon. I was in the first row. He's right in front of me all afternoon. And I never saw him miss. He got it in the net every single time. In fact, I posted one of them on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and also Scoot on the Air Instagram. And those are there right now if you want to comment. It's just kind of a joke, really. But he's not effective enough, and he's missed too many key kicks. And these are not long kicks. These are kicks that he should be making. the Falcons ended a 5-game losing streak, and they beat our butt at home in the Dome. And you know, the attitude after the game is like, it's so calm. It's so calm. You know, I mean, do you get a slip that says, this is a rebuilding year, so we really don't have to succeed at all? I mean, we need to see. I think there should be a little more progress at this point in the season. You know, we were doing better early in the season when we were close in games. And I mean, we've lost something. I mean, I know the offensive line is just, it's like Swiss cheese. There are holes in the line, but not the kind of holes that running backs run through. And, you know, I wonder if we're going in the right direction. And for the first time, I don't know, and I'm not saying he's not, but for the first time, I'm wondering, is Kellen Moore a head coach? I hope he is, because we have him, and it's, you know, when the Saints make a decision, they don't want to admit that they made a mistake, so they stick with something for a long time. And along those lines, Tom Brady is a minority owner in the Las Vegas Raiders. He didn't waste any time. Tom Brady fired offensive coordinator Chip Kelly hours after losing to the Shedeur Sanders-led Cleveland Browns. Hours after losing, he fired offensive coordinator Chip Kelly. And also somebody else was, Chip Kelly was making, as offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly was the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. Offensive coordinator making $6 million a year. Come on, all of these people that we're talking about with the Saints and with other teams, all of these people are making big, big, big money. And the least we can expect out of them is an effort that looks better than the effort the Saints put on the field yesterday. And I feel badly for Gail Benson, because she's not a football person. I don't even know if she's a business person. She's a great lady. She's a wonderful lady. She has a huge, huge, gigantic heart that I don't even know how her heart fits in her chest. But she was told by her husband, Tom, to trust certain people. But I thought about this yesterday for the first time. When Tom told her that, things were a lot different. If Tom Benson were alive today, what do you think Tom Benson would do? Tom Benson was a tough-ass businessman. Tom Benson can be tough. He didn't get to where he was without being tough. And it's not what Tom Benson said to his wife, Gail, then, before dying. It's what would Tom Benson do today? That's what needs to be considered. And fans are frustrated. But I don't want that frustration to turn into beating up on Mickey Loomis, but a lot of people have their opinions and questions about this. Like, we give up Will Lutz and we keep Groupe, and Groupe was really good and surprising in the beginning, and something got in his head. And he's not consistent anymore. And that leads to discouragement. You know, the offense gets down there and then Groupe misses a field goal. That's discouraging. The defense is kicking ass and the Saints go nowhere. I mean, let me find my notes here. Okay, at the beginning of the second half, third quarter, the Saints got the ball. Interference call against the Falcons. The Saints have first and 10 on the 8-yard line. Then it's third and 3. Then it's fourth and 1 on the 1. And Taysom Hill ran and then suddenly decided to pass the ball. It looked very confusing. The receiver didn't get the ball. The ball was tipped. And the receiver wasn't even open at the time. And the Falcons took over the ball on the 1-yard line. We got nothing out of that. Are you going to tell me that we can't operate the tush push? I mean, seriously, we don't have enough meat on the team to do the tush push, which was, you know, I mean, Kellen Moore was with the Eagles. They perfected the tush push. In these situations where it's fourth and one on the goal, first and one on the goal, two times, and what do we get? A field goal? I mean, that's not acceptable, even in a rebuilding year. That's not acceptable. And the decisions that have been made, I don't know. It's like, it just seems like maybe there's an arrogance of, you know, of course we know everything. And these are the right... There are too many decisions that turned out to be total bombs. One great thing yesterday was the halftime show, the Grambling State Marching Band. As always, incredible. I mean, at one point they're on their backs playing their instruments. I mean, it was pretty amazing for those of you who saw that. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, the Lane Kiffin drama continues. So he's going to coach the Ole Miss Rebels through the Egg Bowl, which is the big game with Mississippi State, the in-state rival. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, big game. And he's going to coach through that and then apparently make his decision. It looks like he's going to LSU, maybe Florida, but it looks like LSU is going to be the better offer. And so it looks like he's coming here. And it looks like he's going to be making more than Kirby Smart of Georgia, who is the highest paid college coach, making $13.2 million a year, Kirby Smart at Georgia. And I, you know, I guess he deserves it because he's consistently really, really awesome. Lane Kiffin may end up with like $15 million a year. And Yahoo Sports is reporting that LSU's total contract package for Lane Kiffin is worth close to $90 million. LSU was also promising Kiffin $25 million plus NIL money to build the championship team. So it's $25 million. I mean, that's a ton of money. Let's hope if they do that, let's hope that he lives up to his expectations. But I'm really discouraged about the Saints because I don't see progress this year. I thought Chris Olave had a great game yesterday. I thought Tyler Shuck was maybe average. So, you know, I got a little too optimistic after the game last week, but Tyler Shuck was just very average. Was he trying too hard? Was he trying to build on what he did last week, and he tried too hard to be better than last week as opposed to just use his natural talent? I don't know the answer to that. All right, let's go to Jim in Metairie. Jim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Jim. All right, not sure where Jim is. Well, let's go to Mike in on the Mike. Are you still on the spillway?
I'm driving my car in your direction.
Okay. All right. Come on in. How you doing?
Hey. So Kellen Moore is scared to throw the ball into the end zone. When he gets up in front of the end zone, he chickens out and he just wants to run only. He's got to throw the ball like every other successful passer in the NFL.
Yeah. I don't see the play calling that I expected to see. And I just don't see the precision that I expected to see, even in a rebuilding year at this point in the season.
Yeah, I'm just saying that he gets up in front of that end zone and all he wants to do is run it in. And I think every other team knows that's exactly what he's going to do, is shut it down. But you got to throw passes like Peyton Manning, like Drew Brees, like Tom Brady, you know?
Well, the point you're making is that, you know, you got to do something different. Because you're not, if you do the same thing all the time, the other team knows exactly what you're going to do. And, you know, we've got first and goal on the one, you know, a couple of times, and we end up out of both of those, so we end up with 3 points. That's just not acceptable, even in a rebuilding year.
Hey, Kirk Cousins on the other side, he wouldn't be afraid to throw passes into the end zone. He'd be doing it all day long, and he won the game.
No, it's a good point, Mike. I appreciate the call. All right, let's check out Jim in Metairie is with us. Jim, welcome to the show. Hello, Jim. All right, hang on. Okay, I think we've got you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you, Jim.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, bottom line, it's really interesting. You were talking about Groupie or whatever his name is. I looked up stats on him during the game yesterday. Yeah. He's made, this year, 69% of his field goals. The average in the NFL for a kicker is over 84%.
Wow.
So you can take that. That's all you got to know. Okay.
Yeah,
the other interesting thing is, I agree with your other callers about Mickey Loomis. The bottom line is, we've got all those number one picks on the offensive line. We can't run the ball. And It's really, there's one other interesting thing I wanted to bring up for you. I don't know if you know about the new overtime rule this year. Do you know about it, how they changed it?
Maybe not, tell me.
Okay, real quick. It's 10 minutes, and the teams are making a mistake. You know how they always defer on the kickoff?
Yeah.
For the coin toss? Well, with the overtime rule now this year, it's a 10-minute overtime, and the other team who doesn't get the kickoff does get a chance to tie the game. The problem is 2/3 of the teams that are doing this on the coin toss are deferring the kick, which is a big mistake because I could defer to you. You get the ball. You score. I score. And there could be 2 minutes left in the quarter, the 10 minutes, and you're going to get another possession that I'm not going to get.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why these coaches, and to your point, I question Kellen Moore too, because if he's evaluating our talent and he can't see what we all see with our eyes with the kicker, we got a problem.
Yeah, we do. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle this. And look, the Saints can't be afraid to like, oh, the media, people in the media are saying we need to get rid of him. We're not going to do that because we don't want to follow what the media is saying. Hey, you know, you got to get over that. You guys are paid a lot of money. You guys are set for life financially. Don't expect us to feel sorry for you. Just do your job and just do a better job with the team. That's all we need to say.
69% is his field goal percentage this year.
That's not horrible.
It's not good.
All right, Jim, I appreciate the call. You got a comment. Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. We're going to get to some of your texts coming up here. So air traffic controllers are now preparing for more than 52,000 flights on Tuesday, tomorrow, before Thanksgiving. So apparently more people are going to travel than have traveled in the last 15 years. So It's a big holiday weekend coming up and a short week for us, and it's turkey time. This is Little Eva, who gave us Locomotion, and this is the turkey trot, which I have to admit, I've done some stupid dances in my day, but I never did this one. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. On the Scoot of the Year calendar, on this day in 1991, Eric Carr of Kiss died of a heart attack. The guy was only 41 years old. I'm telling you, man, some of those drugs will just destroy your heart. And I'm lucky because, you know, I did some cocaine and I smoked a little pot. Pot wasn't going to do it, but the coke could have killed me. So I'm fortunate. I mean, I guess I just didn't do that much. And, you know, I knew when to quit. I mean, you just can't keep doing that stuff. But yesterday, Eric Carr of Kiss died in 1991. And this was the song I was made for loving you. This was Kiss's attempt to join the disco era. And, you know, I don't ever remember doing any disco dancing to this song because I thought about Kiss as more of a hard rock group and I didn't think about them as being part of the disco era. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us this afternoon. I want to remind you, mentioned this just a moment ago, but just hours after the Raiders lost to the Cleveland Browns led by Shedeur Sanders, making his first NFL start by the score of 24-10, same score the Saints lost to the Falcons by. Tom Brady, minority owner in the team, fired offensive coordinator Chip Kelly. Hours after the loss, the season's not over. He made an assessment. He's done. $6 million a year contract. Done. Sometimes you have to do that. And I just have questions. I need to see more. And I was convinced in the beginning because I trusted those who apparently knew more than me. I trusted them to make the right decision. So I was totally on board with Kellen Moore. But I'm disappointed. And I understand it's a rebuilding year, but I'm just disappointed. Things that happened in that game yesterday should not happen at this point in the season, even in a rebuilding year. And again, I think the question that needs to be asked is not what Tom Benson said to Gail Benson years ago when he was dying, because things were different then. What would Tom Benson do today? That's what Gail Benson needs to figure out. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I was just really disappointed because the Saints had an opportunity to come out on fire, and they didn't. And there were just so many disappointing aspects of that game, not the least of which is Blake Groupe, and they need a new kicker. I mean, it's that simple. The decision to keep Groupe and get rid of Lutz was a mistake. It was a mistake. It's black and white. It was a mistake. And there's something in this guy's head, and he's not consistent, and the Saints need a more consistent place kicker. Ian's got a couple of text messages, and then we'll get to more of your calls.
Here's a text that says, it's not fair. He's not the right coach. Groupie's got to go, too. Rattler wouldn't have done better. You're right. The offensive line sucks, and they don't use Hill or Kamara right.
You know, Kamara is too predictable. He's also older. Let's admit that. He's a great guy, but he's older. He's lost a step or two. They don't use Taysom Hill correctly. He's too predictable. If you and I can figure it out, the other team's got it figured out. Why don't we try the tush push? We're in a lot of situations where it's fourth and one, fourth and really short. If other teams can do the tush push, why can't we? We don't have enough meat on the team to get behind there and push tush. And that was developed under Kellen Moore in Philadelphia when he was offensive coordinator with the Eagles. So why don't we try that here? Look, I don't know if Spencer Rattler would have done better, but you know, Tyler Shuck wasn't getting it done. I might have seen what might happen because Tyler Shuck, it wasn't all his fault. He didn't have time to throw the ball, but I was not overly impressed when he did have time to throw the ball yesterday.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, how many games are the Saints going to lose? As a Saints fan, I'm frustrated. We deserve better. Things will change when ticket sales plummet and fans stop going.
I know. I know. And I don't think fans are going to be as loyal as they have been because fans are no longer blind. And a lot of money is spent. And people realize that there are certain people making buttloads of money. And fans are struggling to go to games, and they're not going to be so willing to spend money to go to games when they know everybody else is getting rich, and they're the ones struggling to support a team that isn't going in the right direction.
Here's one that says, Tyler Shuck has got the juice. He's fun to watch. He's got what it takes. But Coach Moore's playbook sucks.
He's an offensive coordinator. He's an offensive coordinator. Did the Eagles just run the ball too much? Did the Eagles just have a great offensive line? Yes, they did. But you got to hire a coach that can deal with an offensive line that's not that great. You can't hire a coach that just does well under ideal circumstances because almost anybody could coach a team if they had ideal circumstances. I mean, not anybody, but you know what I'm saying. And so I'm questioning once again this complacency after the game. There is a complacency that is just so soft spoken. I'm not talking about people screaming and shouting, but I'm talking about some intensity. I'm talking about recognizing how bad it is. And things should be getting better even in this rebuilding year.
Here's a text that says, let Taysom Hill run up the middle every play. Oh, wait, we do that now. Talk about a Swiss Army knife. Seems like they're using him like a butter knife.
You know, that's a good point. You have to use him more and in more diverse ways for him to be effective, but somehow that's not happening.
I'll leave you with this one. Here's a happy thought about the Saints. It's a good thing. It's just a game, and it really doesn't mean anything in our everyday lives. It's kind of like watching most of the situation comedies on TV. Yeah. It's entertainment that's not that entertaining.
Look, you know, that is so true. And you know, I love that attitude. And you know, when you talk about politics, you know, people treat that like it's life or death. You know, sports, it's sports, okay? Nobody's dying. You know, it's not life or death. I don't make any less money. Most of you don't make any less money if the Saints lose. Some people, their jobs are affected by the Saints, but most of us, our financial situation doesn't change a bit if the Saints win or lose. So you can't get that caught up in it. But, you know, it's fun to be just really vocal about sports because it is just a game. And it's so different from the mentality that people have when they get into these arguments about politics. It's life or death. It's I hate you. I hate you. I can't stand you. You shouldn't even be alive because I disagree with you and your opinion stinks. And the clothes you wear stink. And I hate the way you wear your hair. And I hate your glasses. And, well, you know how it goes from there. Once again, I posted a video on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Scoot on the Air Instagram. And it's one of the successful kicks done yesterday by Blake Grupe. I want to take a look at it and feel free to comment. It's on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Scoot on the Air Instagram. All right. As far as the James Comey case is concerned with the president, a judge dismissed it. Yeah, it's over for now. Kind of screwed up. Yeah, they kind of screwed that up. And a lot of big talk. But, you know, that's not over. So, you know, we're still going to touch on politics now and then. And the Ice Age is still coming to New Orleans. We just don't know exactly when it's going to arrive. You know, for some of you on the North Shore, it might feel like it's going to arrive Thursday and Friday. But I'm not talking about that kind of Ice Age. I'm talking about the ICE agents coming to New Orleans. We don't know exactly when that's going to happen. Hey, I was at the Nostalgia Con at the Convention Center over the weekend. And some of our listeners were there. A lot of our listeners are into that and into anime stuff. And I didn't really talk to him, but I saw Bam Margera from Jackass. I saw Bam in person. I saw him in person. Yeah. I didn't talk to him, but yeah, he was there. All right, I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back with more. It's a short week. It's Thanksgiving week. I'm sure a lot of kids are out of school already, and some of you are either on your way out of town or you're planning a trip. We'll be right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1966, thousands of teenagers fought with Kansas City police after a James Brown concert was stopped because officials said obscene dances were being performed on stage. Based on what we see today, those were not obscene dances. I mean, they might have been a little provocative. There might have been a little thrusting here and there. But, man, times were a lot different in 1966. And that's, you know, because things were that way, that's why baby boomers rebelled against the establishment back in the 60s. Because, man, the establishment was, man, the man was coming down on us, man. You got to fight the man. The man was coming down on us back then. Couldn't do those dances on stage, stop the concert, thousands of teens revolting against the police. All right, in the first quarter, the first of all, the Saints came out, all black helmets. I think that's the first time they've done that. They looked awesome. I love the all white with the white helmets, all black helmets. Falcons got the ball first. The defense shut them down. I was feeling great. The defense was there to play. The Saints offense, second play, Kamara fumbled. Falcons recovered on the Saints 39. The Saints defense stuffed the Falcons, and they had to settle for a field goal. So it was 3-0. So the Saints fumble led to 3 points for the Falcons. Then the Saints get the ball, punt return. Mason Tipton did an incredible job. After two bad plays, it was 3rd and 17, and then it was 4th down, and Group A missed a relatively short field goal. That was the first one he missed. The defense was fired up. The offense was flat from the beginning. How do you not get your team ready to play? How are the players not ready to play? I don't get it. I mean, everything was set for them to just come out and just take over and kick the Falcons' ass. Because I don't think the Falcons played that well. Let's go to Nashville. Bobby, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoop.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Except for my Saints betting loss yesterday.
Oh, sorry about that.
No. You know, I agree with you. First of all, you've done a great job of really ripping it into the Saints. I can't wait for Bobby this afternoon to really go crazy.
I know. You know, I was busy yesterday. I heard a little bit of the point after, but I didn't hear much of it. But I'm going to listen today. So at 4 o'clock, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, second guest, live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beautiful beaches in Hancock County, Mississippi. And Bobby's going to tell it like it is. We'll see what happens.
All right, so here's something I want to tell you that's very interesting. You know, I like the Saints in the bet, and all of a sudden I did my research after I was down before the game started, and I saw what percent of the money was bet on the money line for the Saints to win the game outright. And when I saw 71%, I said, oh, God, that's trouble. The Shield, that's the NFL, they're going to intercept this one. They don't want the Saints winning, period. That's a big swing.
Yeah, they
like to balance the books.
I know. I wonder, though, I mean, so many players would have to be involved in orchestrating this. It's easier to fix basketball than it is to fix football because there are fewer players involved, and fewer players have a big impact on the game or can have a big impact on the game. I think it's a little different with football, but you know.
No, well, let me just correct you here because I've done research into that.
Okay.
Oh no, it takes one person, and one person only, and that's the offensive coordinator who calls the plays. And like you were talking about the goal line stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, classic example.
Well, you know what?
Play calling.
I think that's an interesting point. You know, the play calling has been so bland that it's hard to believe that our head coach used to be an offensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that brought up another thing you went off on a tangent, but I loved, is general manager of the New Orleans Saints and the Pelicans, the two worst franchises in the country, Mickey Loomis.
Well, a lot of people are talking about Mickey Loomis. You know, I haven't brought him up as a target, but I've asked questions like, you know, who made this decision? Who made that decision? I have said that I think it's wrong. I'm going to have to get to a break, Bobby. I appreciate you listening in Nashville, and thanks for calling in. But I think it's too much, and I don't know if Mickey Loomis is still head of basketball operations with the Pelicans. Maybe he's not, but I know he essentially oversees both, or that's the last I heard. The Pelicans are always going to be a stepchild to the Saints, and that's not fair to the Pelicans. It's not fair to Pelicans fans. Where's the new coach? I mean, what are we hearing in terms of getting a new coach? I don't think this team is going to come together, if they're going to come together, until they get a new coach. Gail Benson has the money to get the best coach possible. So where is the new coach for the Pelicans? Where's the talk about that? So, you know, yeah, I mean, it says something when you've got the worst franchises. All right, on this day in 1972, you may remember the show called In Concert. Don Kushner's TV series In Concert debuted on ABC. It was a competitor to NBC's Midnight Special. On that first special of In Concert was Alice Cooper, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Allman Brothers, Poco, and Chuck Berry. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, we've talked about the Saints for a couple of hours here because that loss yesterday was very significant. It was a statement game yesterday about the Saints' lack of progress, even in a rebuilding year. Coming up, I want to talk about my comments to the Lakefront Management Authority about music at West End.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.